medical correspondent, Dr. Jonathan LaFouque, says it's not too late to get vaccinated since flu season can last until May, and the shot takes about 2 weeks to start working.
We're now seeing the first time since the pandemic, deaths from flu are more than deaths from COVID. And in about 22 states, that's the case. And in some states, like California, deaths from flu are about twice the death rate from COVID.
An American teacher has been released by Russia after 3.5 years in prison for a minor offense. Former CBS News Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble with more on Mark Fogel.
Fogel arrived in Moscow after a vacation at home in August of 2021 with about 0.5 ounce of medical marijuana in his luggage. That's legal in the U.S., but illegal in Russia.
And the Education Recovery Scorecard finds an increase in inequality in school achievement since the COVID pandemic, and many students are struggling to rebound. CBS's Allison Keyes reports.
No state scored above 2019 levels in both math and reading, and test scores have dropped far more in middle and low-income communities than in wealthy ones. But there are pockets of success. Some high-poverty districts, including Birmingham, have nearly recovered in both math and reading.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Celebrating Black History Month, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Growing up, Robert Battle dreamed of dancing for the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Now artistic director, he discusses the dance group's 60th anniversary.
You have to be mindful that you are part of a legacy, that you're taking care of a legacy that has history.
What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. Huh, that was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
The U.S. is recording the most whooping cough deaths since 2017. CBS's Matt Piper says infections have been on the upswing, too.
The CDC says the U.S. confirmed at least a dozen deaths from whooping cough last year, the most from a bacterial infection in 8 years. At least 360 cases were reported nationwide last week, 27% more than the week before, the most in Florida. CBS's Dr. Celine Gounder on why.
We're seeing an increase in non-medical exemptions for vaccination, a decrease in vaccination rates, and that is partly why we're seeing an increase in this vaccine-preventable disease.
That vaccine is one she says children should get and one adult should get every 10 years. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Trader Joe's is the latest grocery chain to limit the number of eggs customers can buy across the U.S., citing limited supply because of the bird flu outbreak. Trader Joe's is capping purchases to one carton per customer each day nationwide. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, maybe a few flurries and a low in the upper teens. Winter storm warning issued for tomorrow and tomorrow night as snow showers develop, heavy at times and accumulations of 4 to 8 inches. High tomorrow, upper 20s. Clearing Thursday. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Let it be. Oh, there will be Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. Must be the one.
of my life, yeah. That's why I'll always stay around. Mm-hmm. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in the sun, yeah. You are the sunshine of my life, baby.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
In a day that's all wrong, looks all right, and I love her. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. The good Lord's have been beneath my feet, gentle one girl, and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good Lord's earth beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. There ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, You can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Only the lonely.
I pretend to pray.
98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Time for the pay I get, yeah. Living on But I love you still. I need you.
I need you
more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up, buttercup. Don't break my heart. You are my toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside a phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you
build me up,
buttercup, baby, just to let me down?
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
No matter where you are, no matter how far.
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Mark Fogel has just landed back in the United States at Joint Base Andrews. The American teacher has been released by Russia after 3.5 years in prison for a minor offense, having medical marijuana in his luggage. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble points out,
if President Trump really wants to take steps to help end the war between Russia and Ukraine, then direct contacts like this with Russia will be key.
At the White House, President Trump has welcomed Jordan's King Abdullah. CBS News Middle East expert Courtney Keeley says it comes as Trump pushes his plan to take over Gaza.
General Sisi and King Abdullah are key allies, and neither one of those countries are interested in taking in Palestinians. But it's a tightrope walk to negotiate and speak with President Trump about this, who keeps reiterating this over and over again.
In the Oval Office, Trump and Elon Musk defend Musk's recent actions involving the non-governmental DOGE task force. Musk telling reporters,
we're not trying to sort of right-size the federal bureaucracy, just make sure that this obviously there needs to be a lot of people working for the federal government, but not as many as currently.
President Trump has signed a new executive order aimed at shrinking the federal workforce. It looks pretty, but the snow that has been falling in the mid-Atlantic states and the white stuff to come tomorrow in the Midwest requires plowing and shoveling, our Jim Krasula reports.
Winter storm warnings for heavy snow, sleet, and ice are posted from central Kentucky to southern New Jersey.